Thank you, Worship Leader. Faith can sustain us even in the fairest challenges that faces us. It is important to be aware that faith without action is falsehood, because you have to have faith and you have to act based on that faith. Here's what he said in Hebrew 11:1. Now, faith is the assurance of that what we hope for will come about, and the certainty that what we cannot see exists. Faith propels us beyond what is ordinary, what we see. And I also want to make a reference before I go into my story. Now, this is what AI said. Not Baba Moses, this is AI talking. The truth and consequences of faith involve deep personal transformation, shifting worry to prayer, fear to courage, and self-focus to compassion, leading to spiritual growth, inner peace, and stronger character. But require active works. In other words, obedience, love, and so on. True faith compels action. It's a walk, not just a belief. And the story I'm going to give tonight will illustrate that. Living by faith can mean facing hardship and rejection from a world that doesn't understand. As believers are sent into this world, but this world is not our home. Risk of quiet quitting. People can remain physically present in faith, but withdraw emotionally, losing connection, having a spiritual disengagement. And that's a big deal. And that's why it has to be active. You can say you believe, but that faith requires that it requires that emotional part of us. And that's why when we're praying, we want a particular answer. We may not even know whether that prayer will be answered, but we go ahead and put it in anyway. And when we write it with emotion, oh, that's what we heard, and that's what I know. the heavenly gates are opened. Even God herself will not wait for the angels to bring. No, God says, my child, I'm here for you. And we've seen it with the saints, the prophets. Didn't Elijah get emotional when he wants to prove that, look, God is God. God sent me. Say all these Baal worshippers and all of that. Okay, let's see. You start your own fire and call your God to bring, and I'll do mine. And we also understand Jesus doesn't waste his time trying to heal those who don't have faith. Didn't he tell people from his own village, you know, miracles will not be done for these people because they think it's a show, you know? Isn't it Moses' faith with emotional that he said, okay, Lord, they're going to kill. So the Lord said, raise, you know, the staff, the ocean, you know. Or when he first went to the Pharaoh's palace and, he did the snake. And they said, oh, we can do this too, to put the, you know. And then what happened? To show the, say, Moses' snake swallowed the other people's snakes. Moses didn't know if God is going to back up what God had told him. He had to have the faith to go back. Otherwise, because it's like, look, they are going to arrest me if I go back there. So faith allows us to live in action and to put that into practice. Your faith, my faith, your love, my love, your truth, my truth is 100 times more powerful than doubt. So it behooves us to have faith in ourselves and be kind-hearted because it helps. Now, here's the story to drive this home. Some of us might chuckle when we hear this story. Tess. Sometimes maybe it's Teresa, they call her Tess, TSS. It's an 8-year-old girl who heard her mom and dad talking about her little brother, Andy. All she could understand was that her brother was very sick and her parents were out of. In that situation where we're completely out of our element, things are happening that is beyond our control.
Your
our parents
audio,
were talking about how costly surgery.
Your audio sometimes goes out. The Wi-Fi, just so you know, I think I heard most of what you said there, but not all of it.
Okay,
anyway, just so you
maybe
know.
We'll be recording, maybe we'll catch up with it. Okay. Her parents were talking about how costly surgery was, and it was looking like there was no one to loan them money. Just then she heard, Dad said to her tearful mother with whispered desperation, only a miracle can save him now. Listening to this, Tess went to her bedroom and brought out her piggy bank from his hiding place in the closet. She broke it and collected all that money. She carefully counted them. She took a small purse, placed coins in it, and slipped out of the back of their house and made her way 6 blocks to the drugstore. She waited patiently for the pharmacist to give her some attention, but he was too busy at this moment. She made some noise with her feet to grab attention, but nothing. Then she cleared her throat with most disgusting sound she could muster, but still no good. Finally, she took a quarter from her pocket and banged it on the glass counter. And that did it. She got the pharmacist's attention. The pharmacist asked in an annoyed tone of voice, "And what do you want?" Without waiting for a reply to his question, he said, "I am busy. I am talking to my brother whom I haven't seen in ages." Tess answered back, "Well, I want to talk to you about my brother. He is really, really sick, and I want to buy a miracle." How many of us believe God can perform miracles in our lives? The pharmacist said, "I beg your pardon." Tess said, "His name is Andy, and he has something bad growing inside his head. And my dad says only a miracle can save him now." "So how much does a miracle cost?" "We don't sell miracles here, little girl. I am sorry, but I can't help you," said the pharmacist in a softening a little bit now. Tess replied, "I have money to pay for it. If it isn't enough, I will get the rest. Just tell me, how much does it cost?" The pharmacist's brother, who was standing there, seeing all this, he stooped down and asked the little girl, "What kind of miracle does your brother need?" Tess replied with tears in her eyes, "I don't know. I don't know. I just know that he's really sick. And my mommy says that he needs an operation, but my dad can't pay for it, so I want to use my money." "How much do you have?" he asked. Tess answered, $1.11. "It's all I have, but I can get some more if I need to." He smiled and said, "Well, what a coincidence. $1.11 is the exact price of a miracle for little brother." Then he took her money in one hand, and with the other hand, he grabbed her mitten and said, "Take me to where you live. I want to see your brother and meet your parents. Let's see if I have the kind of miracle you need." That man, the pharmacist's brother, was Dr. Carlton Armstrong, a surgeon specializing in neurosurgery. Little girl's brother operation was completed without any charge, and it wasn't long until Andy was home again and doing well. Tess's mom and dad were happily talking about chain of events that took place. Her mom whispered, "That surgery, I wonder how much it would have cost." That surgery was a real miracle. Tess smiled. She knew exactly how much a miracle cost. $1.11 plus faith of a little child. Do we see how her faith was put into action? She didn't know what how it will happen, but there it is, at the right place, at the right time. May we continue to have the faith of Tess, and may we continue to believe in the divine presence that can make miraculous things in our life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.